Ghost Beast!
Ghost Beast.
Ghost Beast!
I'm Todd.
I'm Becca.
And we're on a mission to review every horror movie ever made. So stay tuned for a spoiler-free review and content warning, and listen after the timestamp in the description for our full thoughts, spoilers included. But join us today as we watch Grafted from 2024, directed by Sasha Rainbow.
Aww.
Which is a great name.
I love that name.
I think this is our first feature film, actually.
That's awesome.
Love to see it. However, I think we both liked this movie.
Yeah.
But I think the way I describe it is that it's like, it's a good movie. It's visually really good, really mm-hmm. interesting. But it feels like it doesn't have enough of its own identity, I guess.
There's no hiding that the marketing was very similar to The Substance.
Oh, we're going to get right into it.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, this kind of affected how I saw the movie because I think when I first saw it, early marketing for it, I was really excited. I was like, oh, this is going to be really cool. And then after The Substance came out, all the marketing changed to The Substance.
Oh, interesting. Design. I didn't really see that too much. I think for me, it was just... I heard people talking about it as like a B movie version of The Substance.
Oh, I don't think that's fair.
It's not. I think I can see where that comes from.
No, I mean, I guess, but I feel like at the same time, how would people not go into it expecting something like that since the marketing looked like that? You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, you wonder if like it's so like shitty because obviously it's not like it's a fucking ripoff of The Substance.
It's not at all.
Because it came out in the same year.
Yeah.
You know, it's not like they were like, fuck yeah, let's do this.
Yeah.
And it's whipped it out. It is its own thing.
Yeah.
It's just like the timing kind of sucks.
Yeah.
And the way I look at it is it's kind of like it's The Substance if it was starring May is what I was thinking when I watched this. But I think it just doesn't have enough of an identity of its own. Because, in this, it's a girl whose father, I guess her and her father had a birth defect. And the father was trying to work on some magic serum to fix it,
mm-hmm.
which becomes this some weird thing. I mean, this is the opening scene of the movie. It's this like serum that he applies to skin to attach it like seamlessly onto your face.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a pretty fucking gnarly scene in the beginning that I'm not going to spoil here, but it's really cool the way it goes wrong. It was also cool because the real homies out there will get this reference. Felt very like Blade of the Immortal with the little worm things that were like connecting stuff. That seemed like a really obvious influence there. Maybe it's just me. But it's all about her continuing his research because she seems like a very introvert. It's like I said, she's like May. You know, very introverted, very socially awkward, unsure of herself. And it's kind of tied to this birth defect, I guess, on her face.
Mm-hmm.
So it is playing a lot with, you know, body dysmorphia. And I think that's part of what it is like The Substance felt like it had a lot to say about that subject and was like really powerful. And this one is kind of playing in that same pool. Having this very overwhelming theme of body dysmorphia.
Yeah.
But I just don't think it maybe has as much to say. And maybe that's where, like, part of where that comparison breaks down for me.
Maybe. I mean, I don't think it's talking about body dysmorphia in the same way that The Substance is talking about body dysmorphia. And not that there's a wrong way to talk about it. Mm-hmm. It does something different. It really, like, pulls into, like, social dynamics with body dysmorphia too.
Yeah, I guess it's more like Mean Girls, but as a like body horror movie. I guess that's like a better way to frame it.
Yeah, really. I mean, like, I think that would have been really cool had they kind of pushed that in the
maybe
marketing.
That's part of the problem too, is like you can kind of get a certain idea of what a movie is just based on like how it's marketed, how people talk about it. And maybe if we had gone in thinking like it was
Mean Girls
as a body horror movie, like maybe it would have worked a lot more.
Yeah. Because, I mean, it is like that.
Yeah. Are we spoiling anything?
I don't know.
Lost track.
We can always cut it. Okay. Just cut it out.
I think actually that's a good way to go in with as far as expectations go. And it was fun for what it is, mm-hmm. you know? So I can't even say there are any, like, serious kind of triggers in this because you know, you were kind of affected by the substance.
Yeah, deeply.
So, yeah, because of your own body dysmorphia. But, yeah. like, this isn't the kind of movie that's really triggering that, right?
No, I don't think, for me, I don't think this really, like, triggered anything about my, it might for someone else.
Yeah.
But it didn't really trigger any of my body dysmorphia, really. I had a good time watching it. It's a really good movie, and I wish that they would just let this be its own thing. It deserves it.
Yeah, I think definitely reflecting on it in that kind of light makes me appreciate it more. So it's good.
Yeah.
Let's just get the spoilers. So I guess when I mentioned this kind of having problems with identity, it's because for me, it felt like early on, it was kind of like, oh, this doesn't seem that much like The Substance. Mm-hmm. More like Reanimator. Like, that's kind of what I was thinking.
Yeah, I got those vibes too.
But I do think as it goes, it starts leaning more in like The Substance direction, which is what kind of threw me off and made me wonder like what they were really trying to do with this movie. And I think, like, I don't know, I was having trouble dealing with like it felt like almost like the kills were kind of forced in this. You know, I kind of got this sense of like, you know, just because it's a horror movie doesn't mean you have to, you know, have someone killing other people. I don't know. We saw it was described as being like revenge killings.
Yeah.
On these people who were bullying her. But I never really got that sense from it.
Yeah, it seemed like she had a further goal than revenge.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Because it felt like when she kills her cousin early on, that felt very like accidental.
Yeah.
And she just kind of saw it as like an opportunity.
Yeah. Yeah.
Opportunity to steal her face.
Yeah.
It's kind of showing the budget and stuff a little bit with that stuff, but it's smart about how like they have certain little details. Like how do I describe her teeth are like a little unique looking. Oh, yeah. You know, so every time she takes someone's face, they basically give that actress like those teeth.
Yeah,
it's still maybe not totally realistic because her body is changing since it is the different actor.
Yeah. I can suspend my belief.
They're smart about, like I said, there's little details, but I just thought that was funny.
I think it's disbelief. Suspend my disbelief.
Did I say that?
No, I said that.
You're fine.
But if you said it, you would have to re-record it.
If you remember what you said, go ahead.
No.
Suspend your disbelief?
Yeah.
Yeah. Some of that you have to give them credit. That's where like the B movie kind of side of it slides in.
Yeah.
It's still interesting they thought about that, you know.
Yeah. I think what really got me going back into the marketing with the substance design and everything, it's not that that's like a bad design or that I think I just really wanted to see like something more unique kind of stamped on it.
Yeah, totally. You know?
Cuz it really deserved it cuz the special effects are crazy.
Oh, they are really good.
They are so good, and it's like so worth seeing, if only for that, because it's so good.
Yeah, that opening scene that we hinted at, where the skin covers his whole head, and his eyes and shit. Like, yeah, that was something.
That was incredible. I could only imagine seeing BTS of that. I'm sure that was super fun to pull off.
It was really cool.
Yeah,
it did make you wonder, like, why the fuck would you test this on yourself? That's a
unforeseen outcome.
I mean, it works for the daughter.
Yeah,
she changes her whole fucking body, apparently. But it's funny because it does show, like, I guess changing yourself just isn't enough. You're still gonna kill people. Like, if May was able to fix,
I think it's Wei.
No, I mean May.
Oh
shit, was that deliberate? May, Wei.
Maybe. I don't know.
We just saw May like pretty recently, but I can understand why it's like a cult classic. You haven't seen it before, right? Had you?
What? Oh, I saw it when I was like 13.
Oh, that's right. That's why we watched it.
Yeah, I probably saw it way too young. Yeah.
Okay. Makes sense.
You also said that.
But it's like, yeah. What?
Makes sense.
Yeah, I can see that. I guess if May was able to fix whatever was bothering her, it wouldn't save her from killing people is what I was getting at. It still keeps going bad. I think mostly it's because it keeps like failing and the skin like falls off.
Yeah, it's like not working for some reason.
Yeah, that's where most of the body horror comes from. It's like that kind of stuff. I was like pretty disappointed in the ending,
Yeah.
for sure. Because they have that character, the homeless person, who she keeps running into, and I guess it's just to show like this, she is like this kind person, you know, who can
Yeah.
relate to other people's problems, which is too bad because yeah, she is like the way she is bullied kind of relentlessly
Yeah.
makes you feel for, and especially feel for like where things go for her. But the ending, it just feels like a very forced way to have this like big body horror effect shot. Because she kind of like something goes wrong with the formula. It felt very contrived, you know?
Yeah, I don't know. I wish there was something else that happened for the ending.
It just felt like really rushed, and I
Like you,
also don't know like what are you trying to say here? Like
I'm
what,
not sure.
you know what I mean?
Yeah, I don't know what the solution to that problem
It's a weird
is.
fate for that
It
character,
is
you
a
know?
weird fate, and
Well, for the homeless person
yeah,
specifically.
too. Like she just like went up under his blanket and changed his
Yeah, he's just
life.
minding his
Like,
fucking business.
yeah.
That's the thing. That's why I think it's so confusing, is because his character is always just portrayed as like some kind, like down on his luck type of a
Yeah.
person. And so the fact that like, you know, her ultimate fate, which is like so terrible, being like combined. It's like, why the fuck did he deserve this? He's just
Yeah.
minding his own
I
business, just
know.
chilling. And now he's twisted up in this shit, too.
Yeah, now his life is harder.
A little bit,
Yeah.
yeah. It's weird, and it doesn't make sense
I
either.
don't
So it's
know.
just like, yeah, it felt like very tacked on.
Yeah, but honestly, it's fine. I still really enjoyed the kills and the special effects. I still enjoyed it.
I wonder if they reshot the ending after the substance success.
I don't
If they
know.
were, if the whole movie is there, and then they were like, we gotta do something like that. And that's why it feels so like
I wonder if they have
forced.
a different alternate ending. That would
Yeah.
be interesting.
It does make you wonder
Yeah, I
if
don't
maybe there is
know.
an alternate ending. I don't know.
It's not to say that that inspiration doesn't exist before then. I mean, obviously there's society, which is Well,
Oh,
I
yeah.
don't want to spoil society, but I feel
And you
like if
just
you're,
did.
but it's like, see, it's this is what we were talking about. This is a specific special effect that if you talk about it, it spoils the movie. So it's
Yeah,
like,
well, we did. I kind of think we just spoiled the substance and
yeah,
society in this, so. Oh,
but
well.
yeah, I don't know. I mean, like, that's crazy. And it's such a cool special effect, and I'd love to see more of it. But it really is like you can't talk, you just have to say body horror. You can't say what
Sure,
kind, I
yeah.
guess.
But yeah, so I mean, it's good. It's just, I think it's hard to talk about the ones like this where it's a lot of good ideas, but you feel like it had more potential,
Yeah.
you know, which I think is how I just summarize all of it. Good first horror movie.
Yeah.
Would love to see more. You have anything else?
Are we in spoilers?
Yeah, we've been in
Okay,
spoilers.
I don't know. I've lost track of time. I don't know where I
We're
am right
19
now.
minutes in, so I fucking hope we're in spoilers.
Have no idea where I am right now.
Okay. You can go to ghostbeast.com for all our links. You can also search for Ghost Beast Pod, and you can follow Ghost Beast on Letterboxd, where we rank everything we cover. Here we go, little shutter sandwich.
Is.
I put it under infested and above the dead thing.
Yeah, I think that's fair.
There we go. It's number 77 on our list. And you can contact us at podcast@ghostbeast.com. What are your favorite Shudder movies?
Shutter
Such a
original?
dumbass.
We're not even.
Yeah, you know
No.
what I mean. These kind of movies that are like straight to Shudder.
Don't make it sound like an insult. Sometimes that's
No,
just.
I like these kind of
I
movies.
like them too.
Yeah, I want to
Yeah.
know more.
Oh, you said it like an insult.
You can follow us on TikTok. You can like and write a review. That what do they need to do?
Need to. Oh, no, hold on.
See?
I
You
am in
see
outer
me?
space.
Laughing
I'm like.
at me. Rate and review.
Yes, please. Yes.
Bye.
Review.